Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Now, as Christmas approaches, many of us, well, we're turning to those films, the ones we go to year after year, and to talk festive favourite films, say that 3 times fast, and guilty pleasures in the Christmas movies that truly stand the test of time. I'm joined by Screen Time's John Fardy. John, a happy Christmas in advance to you.
Same to you, Sean. Nice to see you.
So we're doing your countdown, your top 5, and this is a list I'm sure everyone is now doing in their head automatically at home. Let's start with number 5. What do you got?
Yeah, so I should just say at the start, right, Christmas movies, they're a bit like love songs. You know, if you're in love, you have a much higher tolerance for crap love songs, I would suggest. And it's kind of the same with festive movies. Half of these I would not watch any other time of year, but things change a bit in terms of what you want around Christmas.
And then there's those ones that aren't really Christmas movies. You could technically watch them any time of year. Wizard of Oz, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but really they're Christmas movies.
Yeah, they are. Only by accident. Well, there's 2 reasons for that. One, they were shown all the time, but also there's an argument that Christmas is really about family. Mm. And any movie that's going big on family connections can be seen as kind of Christmassy, which is why people say Die Hard is. Anyway, let me start with a controversial one. This is my entirely subjective list. The Polar Express, directed by Robert Zemeckis. Now, I have tried many times with my own children to watch this, and they're just like, this isn't any good. For some reason, I think this is the most glorious movie. For people who don't know, Tom Hanks does all these voices in this beautifully animated movie. It was quite revolutionary animation at the time. And he's on board this Polar Express taking a kind of lonely child to the North Pole to see all that goes on there. I just think it's absolutely beautiful and the kind of movie I wish was around when I was a kid. You know what I mean? But my kids, they're like, stop. What are you doing? Like,
and what
can we
is
not put
it
on
is
the
it,
Christmas crown?
Yeah, is it the animation? Is it
it's
whatever
the animation.
For them? Okay.
They think it's boring in essence. So maybe it's one of those, it's a dad's movie that you think kids will like, but actually kids aren't that into it because it's not that popular among certain people. I think it's glorious. Robert Zemeckis, the man who gave us Back to the Future, I just think he can do no wrong. Even when he has a bad movie, it's better than most people's good movies.
Right, you know? Okay. I remember my brother loved this movie and I never really got into it, but I can't put my finger on why. Like,
which,
it was grand.
Which movie?
The Polar Express.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. So a lot of people don't get it, and I'm in the minority, but I absolutely love it.
Number 4. Now, this is the Christmas movie that's not a Christmas movie, but really, it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Well, it defies categorization. Some people say it's the greatest action movie of all time. I remember speaking to the guy who wrote the script, and he said, it is a Christmas movie. We're talking about Die Hard, by the way.
Yes, we should have said that at the start.
It takes place on Christmas Eve. John McClane, played by the brilliant Bruce Willis, is trying to get back on good terms with his wife. So there's that family thing. Terrorists take over the building. He has to go up against the sadly departed Alan Rickman, who's in fine Shakespearean villain form in this. And it's a great action movie, but it is about a man trying to reconnect, trying to save the surroundings. Is very Christmas-esque. Plus, they wear Santa hats. Like, what more proof do
you need?
I mean,
guns
you know?
And Santa hats. It's
exactly.
Christmas, people.
Yeah. So, no, to me, it's very much a Christmas movie. And to that point, it is shown in cinemas at Christmas all over Ireland and a different place. I remember the Stella. It may be on this year. It was certainly on last year. So people have embraced it as a Christmas movie.
I often wonder if he hadn't set it at Christmas, would it be anywhere near as popular? If this was Nakatomi Plaza in July.
Yes.
Would it have worked?
I really don't think so. And they've tried to ape that in other Christmas movies where they've made action movies and they've set them at Christmas and it just hasn't worked, you know? So it's a Christmas movie and it's a great movie if nothing else.
The fact that you can buy a Die Hard advent calendar and the whole thing is Hans Gruber falls one floor each day.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw this year. I was like,
why wasn't I gifted one
of those? Next year I have the perfect advent calendar for you.
Brilliant. I look forward to it. You can give it to me in July.
No, and count all the way down. Number three, I'm not actually sure if I've 100% seen this. This is Kurt Russell, is it?
Exactly. So this is because, you know, sometimes you do Christmas movie and it tends to be very old or Old Man River, the ones we grew up with. But again, because of kids, I came across this one. It was 2018. Kurt Russell is just one of the greatest Santas ever. He's got that burly kind of Santa presence about him. And it's this story of Santa has a nightmare on Christmas Eve and he enlists the help of these two kids who've lost their dad, and one of them, the older boy's kind of a cool teenager and starting to maybe misbehave, which might get him in trouble with the law. And he reluctantly joins Santa on a quest to save Christmas. And it's absolutely glorious. It had, you know, people say they don't make good Christmas movies anymore. This is an antidote to that. They do. And The Christmas Chronicles is one. And Kurt Russell as Santa Claus, I don't say he's the best Santa Claus ever, but he's top three. He's up there. He's got the beard. He refuses to say ho ho. He says that's a stereotype. He refuses, you know, he says I'm not overweight. That's also a stereotype. Like, they really play with it, but it's brilliant. And it's a true believer's movie is what I'd suggest to you.
So you've opened the door now. Who is the best Santa ever?
He's close, but it's probably Edwin Gwynn from Miracle on 34th Street back in the 1940s, where he plays Kris Kringle, and people didn't believe he was Santa. But guess what? He was.
He secretly was. Either the Miracle for 34th Street. Actually.
Yeah, Dickie Attenborough, as his friends used to refer to him as well. Terrific. But I think that Miracle on 34th Street just has it by a nose, because Maureen O'Hara was in it and she improved any film she was in, you know?
Number two, two different versions of Dickens.
Yeah, so Scrooged and A Muppet's Christmas Carol. So, and there's lots of iterations. There was a recent animated one on Netflix again, which was very good. There's one from the 40s. There's all sorts of
Jim Carrey one, I think, isn't there? That's a bit creepy.
Yes, very. And, you know, in a way, you know, it's a well-worn motif at this stage, but Charles Dickens kind of invented modern Christmas as we understand it. And the Scrooge story, you know, that's kind of the Christmas story. And in a way, you know, all that we have today with Christmas trees and presents, you can kind of trace it back to Dickens and Scrooge in a way, if you look at it. It was a kind of different celebration before the 1840s or whatever. Anyway, we're going down a bit of a rabbit hole there, but he looms large in Christmas. So to my mind, the two best Scrooges ever, one was Michael Caine, because the Scrooge character is best when he's cranky and saying, what day is it tomorrow? Christmas, they can work double then. And then the dovetailing of that with the joy on Christmas morning where he's been visited by the ghosts and realizes he needs to change. That arc from misery to unbridled joy, he does brilliantly, albeit with Muppets, which work really well. But I think by a nose, Bill Murray has that in Scrooge.
Okay.
Now, I've bored people many times with celebrity name drops. I have the most underwhelming celebrity name drop of Bill Murray ever. I was working as a waiter in a country club in New York in my J1 back in the 90s, and I served him a drink. But it's completely boring. He said, thanks, John, and I walked away. Like, I wish more had come of it.
Hey, that's one more Bill Murray story than I have, so
well,
there
that's
you go.
True. That's true. More than most people. Although he's in Ireland a lot, popping up at weddings and stag parties and stuff like that. But to my mind, his Scrooge in Scrooged, he plays a TV executive who's horrible. And there's a famous scene where, like, they're trying to get antlers on a little baby gerbil or hedgehog or something like that. And he's like, can we not just staple them on? Like, he's absolutely horrible. And then he's visited by the ghosts and it's just unbridled joy. And he, again, like Michael Caine.
We're claiming him as Irish now as well.
He does that so well. He was miserable. He was horrible. He sees the error of his ways and it's hooray, it's Christmas. And it's a gorgeous song, Put a Little Love in Your Heart, by Al Green and Annie Lennox. You know that song, Put a Little Love in Your Heart? Again, a song, if you play during July, you'd go, that's crap. You hear it at Christmas, you go, God, I love that.
Yeah, not nearly as good as, of course, some of the Muppet songs that are there. What is it? Here Comes Mr. Humbug.
Yeah,
here comes
they're pretty good as well. Yeah, yeah, the soundtrack in the Muppets Christmas Carol is pretty good. But that, I watched that again this year with the aforementioned kids and they loved it.
Oh.
That really stands the test of time.
Great.
Muppets Christmas Carol.
Number one then, if that's relegated to number two and three, what have we got? Top of the Christmas tree list.
And some people say the greatest movie of all time. It's not Citizen Kane. It's A Wonderful Life. James Stewart. Living in a town on Christmas Eve called Bedford Falls. He's given his life to the people around him. And he's come to realise, or he thinks, that he's made a mistake because he's lost a lot as a result of that. He's put his community before himself. And he's thinking about ending it all on a bridge, but he's visited by a guardian angel who needs to save him before he can get his wings. He's shown the error of his ways and how life would have been a lot worse if he wasn't around. He runs through the streets of Bedford Falls going, "Happy Christmas!" And it's the most joyful thing you can possibly imagine. The hairs on the back of my neck are standing up just thinking about it. It's the most... Even though there's so much darkness in it, it's the kind of truest spirit of Christmas, you could argue. And you can watch it all year around. I mean, the snow scenes at the end and the angel in heaven, maybe it's quite Christmassy, but it's just a beautiful film. And as I say, you know, if Christmas is about family and realising what's important, there's no greater movie, you know?
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. Again, you're getting me excited for a rewatch. So that's John Faraday's top five. If I was rounding out the top 10, right, the ones that I just enjoy most, and you're very high-minded your idea of movies.
Far from.
I'd have to add Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Over Home Alone 1.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Something about New York. Just love it. The Holiday, The Grinch, The Santa Claus, and Elf.
Yeah, the Santa Claus isn't a bad one. The Holiday, I just find it too small. Elf could easily be in there. It's absolutely amazing. And it's hilarious. Dave Moore upstairs, his favourite movie of all time. Not just Christmas, but it's his favourite film.
I don't blame him. It's fantastic. Yeah. My favourite Elf fact is when he's running around New York?
Yes.
They did all that without extras.
So I gather, yeah.
And the man all dressed in red with the beard who looks really Santa. Apparently just some random guy that was walking through New York while Will Ferrell was running through. And caused a ton of accidents while he was doing it. Let us know what your favourite Christmas movies are. There's plenty out there that I'm sure we haven't touched on. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp. And John, we haven't heard the last of you on our airways this Christmas either.
No, there'll be loads of it. So you can hear Steve Coogan and the man who plays SpongeBob on Screen Time tonight. But on Screen Time on Christmas Day, we have a special where we are playing some great Christmas movies, great Christmas TV specials like Only Fools and Horses and Frasier and all that stuff, and some weird music choices from my disturbed brain about strange Christmas songs you might know was here on the radio.
Love it. Can't wait for it. John Faraday, thank you so much. Have a great Christmas.
You too.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.